I read a study yesterday. It said that last year, more than half of us actually chose not to take our full vacations from our jobs. Question. Don't you think it's crazy that so many of us go into work even when we don't need to be there? Times we could be on the beach buried in sand or traveling the earth. We spend it in the office, traveling from desk to desk, buried in paperwork.
I read an article that mentioned about a girl, a 26-year-old lady. She passed away of cancer, and she penned her final thoughts, and it was posted on Facebook. And it was something that it just makes you appreciate life, especially for a person like myself when you've reached 40 and you're going above and you know you're playing on house money. I feel anyway. But she ended up saying, you know, obviously travel if you want to travel, you know, say to people, your loved ones, tell them you love them, appreciate them, just appreciate every moment that's in front of you. But one of the things that she talked about that I agree, a lot of things obviously resonated with me and something that I practice, but one of them was, and this also goes along those lines, was it said, work to live, not live to work. And I said, wow, that's exactly what I do. And I think many of us try to have that balance. We try to have that balance of, okay, we got to, it's not like we grew up wanting to be stuck in a fucking self-imposed prison in a building for 8 to 10 hours for 5 days a week, right? I mean, it's not something that we all envision, but here we are. We're doing it because we're trying to be productive. We're trying to pay bills. We're trying to provide for our families. That's essentially what we're doing. You know, it's not something that we grew up wanting to, you know, sell insurance or be in accounting or whatever the fuck you do. We never thought of that. That was not part of our makeup growing up, but that's what the family pushes you to do. And so here I am, you know, doing that work thing, just paying the bills, surviving just to provide a better future for my little one, right? To just for her to have a great experience like she's having, right? But one of the things they do at work as far as that is that they don't understand that challenge of balance. They don't understand when you are a single dad and when you're trying to have that time of being a parent versus being a worker, they don't want to hear that. And I say that because I just recently got reprimanded. Man, they just sat me down in the chair. My boss rarely does that. Goes ahead, and you know how it is. You have 8 different bosses in certain positions, even though you may be, you just have so many fucking bosses. It's fucking sick. It's like, you know, I don't know why they do that. They should just simplify things. But, oh, well, that's just not the way it goes. But anyway, when my boss sits me down, he goes, hey, you know, man, I just want to tell you, man, I wasn't very happy. You took a few days off last week. I said, well, you know, you didn't give me a heads up, and I had to do certain stuff that, you know, was left for you to do while I was away. And I just want to tell you, I'm kind of pissed off about that. You know, I'm paraphrasing it all. And I said, hey, listen, I get it. But guess what? When you were off that week, stuff came up with my little one. And I scheduled it and put it on the calendar ahead of time. You know, granted, I didn't sit down and talk to you about it, but that calendar, you know, that person, my boss has a significant other that works there and micromanages the fuck out of that calendar. So, you know, and you guys are in tune. You guys are all up in that mix, right? And that's something that she should have let you know. But I didn't personally, so that was my fault, right? And I just went ahead and did it, but the time that I had to take off was scheduled when he was off. So I'm not going to call him. I told him, look, I hear you. That was my fault. I didn't let you know that I took that time off, but you were away. You were on vacation. I'm not going to message you on your time off to tell you that I'm going to take these days off. And granted, I'm not taking these days off to party. I'm not taking these days off to go to Miami. I'm taking these days off because I have to for my daughter. Now, during Christmas week, as everyone that has kids know, it's like you have 2 weeks to figure it out, to take time off. And my partner, you know, the mom, she took time off the first week. But we were assuming the second week we were going to have classes available. Typically, what they have all these academies, and they have a week, Christmas week, where they'll go ahead and charge you for a whole week. And, you know, and that's what we've been doing the whole time. That's what I've been doing. I've been just going ahead and saying, okay, when's that week available? Boom, I'll cut the check. My daughter goes in there because she loves it. She loves interacting. You know, she's an only child, so she's not around other kids. So I know she loves being around, interacting with other kids. That's why I always take her out. So that was my plan, because it's better than being stuck at home and doing nothing. You can only play with your toys for so long. You can only watch YouTube. So I ended up not having to stay home because that second week. And it coincided with my boss coming back and I guess stuff not being done. And I said, you know, so my apologies on that. I went ahead and scheduled that time because I didn't have an option. And I told him, what do you want me to do? You want me to bring her in here? You want me to bring her in here? My pinball. That's what she is. She's not like these other kids that just stay quiet in a corner and just watch. No. My daughter is going to make sure you know she's around. She's an attention-seeking monger. God bless her heart, and I love her. But that personality is not going to work well in the work environment. It's not. I mean, can you think about 8 hours, her dealing in a cubicle setting? No fucking way. Good luck. So I told him, I said, look, I don't know what to tell you, but I have to stay home. I have to keep her company. You know, someone has to be there. She's 7 years old. And what happens a lot of times with these bosses and these people, right, that we have to go ahead and answer to is that they don't have younger kids. Their kids are grown. They're empty nesters. They don't have anything going on. So of course they can't relate. They don't understand it. You know, they don't remember those days. That's one thing you realize about parents. It's like they forget how it was when they were kids. They forget that plight when they were younger. It's like for some reason they forget. All of a sudden they're out of the house and they have nothing else to do. I understand that. I can't live for work. I work to live. Okay? But I understand some people are different because there are different stages of life. Totally get it. I support it, but you can't ask me to be along the same lines. I can't. I'm a single dad. I'm a one-man army. I don't have mom. I don't have dad. I don't have a sister. I don't have cousins. And I don't trust anybody else with my daughter. Heck, it's hard for me to let her stay with my mom. I couldn't even put her with anybody right now. There's two people that I trust with her. And I don't have anybody after that. That's it. And when they're trying to put you in that position, and I told them that. I said, well, you know, if you're trying to put me in that position of choosing to come to work or being at home with my daughter when she has off, there's nothing I can do. All the academies are closed for that week. I'm not bringing her in here. People are going to fucking complain. I'm telling you. I guarantee you. You want to hear her sing? You want to hear her dance? You want to see her skipping around the office? Trying to get your attention? Asking questions? Okay. I'll be glad to let you see it. But I don't think it's fair to anybody at the workplace. It's not. And I wish they understood that. So, but yeah, I did that when my boss wasn't around because there was something that came up. It was an assumption that every year we've never had any issues. This year, all the places closed. I guess they decided to go on vacation themselves and said, hey, we got kids too. We want to get out of town. No problem. Totally get it. So that was one part of it, man. And then another part was about some work that was not done. And I'm like, okay, well, last time you were gone, and I say this very nicely, but last time you were gone and it was the same dilemma where I needed assistance from certain people, I was reprimanded because I reached out to those people. Now, common sense will tell you, if you got something to do, I got task A, and I need help from people to get that task done, then the professional thing to do is to reach out. Hey, I have this thing going on here. I need your input. I need your feedback. We need to turn this back in to so-and-so. But no, not at my workplace. You know why? Because people get in pissing matches. And what happens? Well, people don't like personality. So what happens is when one chief doesn't like another chief, well, guess what? Now those little Indians on one side can't interact with the other ones. That's the way, unless their works interlap, you should not be reaching to the, even though we're all part of the same tribe, for some fucking reason, people have an issue. So I got reprimanded before for doing that, for reaching out to the other Indians and saying, nope, no, you don't fucking do that. You figure it out. I'm like, no, but this stuff pertains to their line of work. I need their help. I need their insight to have this done accurately. And so what did I do this time? This time I just said, well, I'm not going to reach out to them. That's not going to get done because last time I did, it was a problem. But for some reason, now it became an issue. Damn if you do, damn if you don't, right? That's just the way it works. And so I had to explain that to my boss. I said, look, I understand what you're saying. I didn't get it done. But last time I tried getting it done, I was told not to do it that way. I was told not to reach out to those people, even though we're all part of the same team. We're all part of the same fucking building. I mean, that's how childish people get. That's when you talk about emotional intelligence and being above all the clutter, all the fray. Like, just do your job. Just come here and get it done, man. Be a professional. But some people just get it in their head that they're the enemy, that I don't like that person, and I'm going to make it hard for that person to get their job done. And it's basically, you know, 50, 60-year-old people acting like middle schoolers. And it's just amazing. I mean, they're acting like my daughter. Shit, she's in elementary school. So I don't understand it. I scratch my head there. I mean, there's nothing that my boss could say. I was like, oh, I hear you. Nothing that can be said. The only thing I had to do was apologize. But it's like, what can you say when I tell you I'm taking time off when you were away and I couldn't notify you, unless you want me to notify you on vacation, right, that I was going to take time off for my daughter? It's not like I'm going out and doing it. This is all for my daughter. It's Christmas break. You should know this. You had kids. You know, that's the thing about it. And then I'm going to get the same rhetoric from my other boss when they come back in. They're going to go ahead and reprimand me. So this is going to be two times the impact. And I'm just scratching my head. What are you accomplishing here? What do you think you're going to get done? Because if you're making me choose to work and forget about my parenting duties and my responsibilities versus, you know, going ahead and figuring out getting a babysitter, whatever it is, because I have to be in that chair for your appeasement. And granted, and let me just say this. They're complaining about me not being at work, but guess what? I logged into the office from home. So I worked from home. I didn't work 8 hours, but I worked and got stuff done. And they're still complaining. Wow. Think about that. I went ahead and got everything that was done. I mean, I knew there was a problem when I was getting bombarded with emails from a dynamic duo. I'll just leave it at that. And I know that was their way of making sure I was working. And I was like, no problem. Get stuff done. Keep sending it, guys. And then at the end, I was like, well, I got to take my diva out. She's having cabin fever. Talk to you later. And, you know, it's a situation we all deal with. And that's the problem that I have with just workplaces in general, is that they're so demanding and they're so sucking up your time, but they don't put themselves in other people's shoes. They don't understand that, shit, I got kids. I got things to do. And you talk to so many parents, I mean, including my dad. There's so many parents, man, you just run into more times than not that they say, gosh, I regret not spending enough time with my kids. I regret not doing those things. If I would have heard more of the latter, meaning of people saying, gosh, I wish I would have been at work more than spending time with my kids, then I would understand that. But not one person that I've run into that I respect or that I understand their logic has told me otherwise. They say, man, I wish I would have spent less time. Time flies, and I agree. She's going to be 8, man. 8 more years, she's driving. And that's just sickening to me to think that she is growing up talking about boyfriends. But, you know, work doesn't give a flying fuck. And our society doesn't give a flying fuck. It's like, figure it out. Figure it out. And again, even though I worked from home, I went ahead. They have these things on where you can log in to your computer at home, and it's the same setup, and you can get shit done. And you can call me on the cell phone. I was talking on the cell phone, doing work. And for some reason, it just wasn't good enough. They just had to get stuff off their chest because I didn't give a heads up. Even though they were on vacation and I put it on the calendar, I had to let them know. And then my other boss is going to go and complain about a report that I didn't get done because they're playing the pissing game. And last time, you know, what am I supposed to do? Check in? You know, that, again, is such a... That's the kind of people that you deal with in the kind of a work environment you're in. And, you know, the people around, they're just checking in, man. It's like they're just ready to die. They're just counting down the days until they retire. And, you know, they don't drag me into that. I'm just here to do my work, and I do it in a professional manner, by all means. I don't throw anybody under the bus. I don't disrespect anybody. I keep to myself. And like I said, you never can make anyone happy unless you're here 80 hours a week. Readily available, ready to just do whatever it is that it needs to get done at any time, and fuck your personal life, fuck your life. And granted, I've been going in on weekends. Everyone that reaches out to me, what are you doing? I'm going to work this weekend. Wow, really? You're going to work on weekends? Yeah, I fucking go on weekends. Yeah, I get here at 6:30 sometimes, right? But it's never enough. It just seems like they always have a bone to pick. It's never enough. So when it comes to, you know, living life and having that rat race mentality, just remember, man, just work to live, not live to work.
Work. Trust is an absolute requirement. But here's an interesting bit of information. They did a study and they found that people who took their vacation actually had more promotions than people who didn't. There's something about being relaxed and refreshed on the job.
Yes.
So we've got this recession mentality that we're not taking our vacation, and it's dangerous to us.
How big a problem has it become, Bob?
The burnout?
Recession, the burnout and the recession mentality. I mean, because the number of vacation days we're taking is actually declining.
169 million unused vacation days. It's a real problem. People have to realize recharging is as much a part of doing your job as doing your job.
Yeah.
And if you're burned out, you're not going to help anybody.
Do companies realize that?